Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Satanic Temple cancels plans for its so-called after-school Satan Club. This is a bogus organization. Really doesn't want to have anything to do with children. It just wants to harass the Child Evangelism Fellowship Good News Clubs. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. This Satanic Club is really not, Matt, a Satanic Club. They call themselves a Satanic Club, but it's actually an atheist organization. They don't believe in God at all. And what they are opposed to is the Child Evangelism Fellowship After School Good News Clubs. They're certainly legal to have these Good News Clubs on campus. They can't get them off campus. So what they did was they created this fictitious club called the Satan's After School or Satanic Temple After School Club to incite people's reaction to say, we don't want that, and therefore to get these schools to kick out Good News Clubs so that they wouldn't have these so-called Satanic Temple After School Clubs. Well, frankly, wherever they tried to start, they can't really get any traction because they don't have any substance and there's no interest in them anyway.
Yeah, well, from a spiritual perspective, though they the joke is on them. They believe they're not a satanic club. Here's the irony. Yet they really are. And here's why. Because they are anti-Christ. They are a club that is attempting to suppress the gospel fully within the context of the First Amendment, fully legal, fully constitutional. These Good News Clubs, it's been ruled over and over and over and again. So they are trying to suppress that free speech and freedom of religious exercise by creating this bogus freedom of satanic exercise, something that, of course, is nowhere in the Constitution, something that our founding fathers would laugh at, would roll over in their graves if they knew that they were these folks here are touting, the First Amendment and freedom of religious expression to try to push Satanism. But they're, like you said, Matt, they're atheists, they're anti-theists, they're anti-Christ in nature. And their goal here is to silence the good news of the gospel. But they're falling flat around the country, but they are having some small successes in that some school districts are saying, and here's their goal, we'll just shut down everything rather than allowing a satanic club. We'll shut down all the clubs, which includes the Good News Clubs. And that's ultimately their goal, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really their goal. I mean, they really don't have a student club. They really don't care about students. They don't have any benefit that they're bringing to these schools. But they're trying to stir up media attention, and they're trying to stir up emotions of people in the community where they're saying, well, we're going to have a Satan after-school club. Why? Well, because you have a Good News Christian after-school club. And they want people to then say, well, then let's not have the Good News after-school club because we don't want you. That's their whole point. And they don't have a right to come on campus to just simply harass other clubs or organizations. And that's the whole purpose of their being there. In this particular case, this is a Seattle story where they were told by the Mount Vernon School District that because there's no space available right after school, you can't meet. So this basically has caused this club to cancel. Well, they don't have many people that are part of this organization, like I said, and they're atheist. Yeah, I agree that what you said, you know, if you're anti-Christ, you are anti-Christ in the sense, and they obviously are anti-Christ in the sense that they don't believe in God at all, but they're actually not Satan worshipers either.
Right.
Because they don't believe in a Satan.
Right.
Yet they call themselves a Satan temple or
a
Satan club.
It's ridiculous. I mean, you'd have to have parental permission for the children to attend the club. So I couldn't imagine, you know, them sending out permission slips and parents saying, oh yeah, sure, that's great. I mean, how ridiculous is that?
Yeah, it's really crazy. The parents are not going to, like in the Good News Clubs, Good News Clubs requires that these students attend, these K through 5, basically 5 through 12-year-old students, that they have their parents' permission. Mm-hmm. So you can't come into an after-school Good News Club without having parental permission. Your parents know that you're actually there. Well, if you do this same thing with these Satanist so-called clubs, how many parents are going to say, well, yeah, I can let my little boy go to an after-school satanic temple club?
But with the Child Evangelism Fellowship, there is very obvious behavior change as a result of the children attending those clubs. I mean, from the school administration, from the bus drivers, from everyone, they see a difference in these kids after they've been attending these Child Evangelism Fellowship clubs.
Yeah, no question. I mean, there we have seen principals, school bus drivers, teachers, and other school officials want to have a Good News Club on campus because they noticed a tangible difference in the behavior of the students after a Good News Club has come on campus.
Plus, so many of them coming to Christ. I mean, that's just huge.
Yeah. Well, and these groups like this Satanic Club, you know, you mentioned, Matt, you said they don't even believe in Satan. Well, he sure believes in them because his ultimate goal is to shut down Good News Clubs, is to suppress the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so whether they know it or not, they're being used to that end. They are being used. They're pawns, and they don't even realize it. So we need to be praying for these individuals.
Yes.
We're told to pray for our enemies. But what they could not get done through the front door, because the courts, had obviously, because the First Amendment guarantees the constitutionality of things like the Good News Club, this idea of no prayer in school, no, it's nonsense. And so what they couldn't get done through the front door, they're trying here now to furtively, in a deceptive way, get done through the back door. So we have to remember that as pitiful as this is, and as pitiful, and I mean pitiful in that we pity them for being lost and for the eternity that lies before them, unless they come to the knowledge and belief and upon Jesus Christ. And unless that happens, you know, we know what they have in store for them in eternity. And so we need to be praying for these folks, you know, that they might come to know Christ and repent of trying to suppress the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And that's a great point, Matt. I mean, just think about that. If these people came to Christ, think about what they could do for the kingdom.
Yeah, you know, in the 5 through 12 age group, you know, 85% of adults, if you do a survey, have made a decision to give their life to Jesus before the conclusion of their 13th birthday. So it's a very important age group.
Mm-hmm.
Child Evangelism Fellowship has been doing this since 1937, reaching out to children. It's the largest children's ministry in the world. They're now in 200 countries. And there are 207 countries that they count. They are 7 countries away from being in every country in the globe. And only 2 of those are of any large substance. One of those is North Korea. That's going to take a miracle to get in there. Another is a Middle East country. The other 5 are small island nations. You can't even see them on a globe because they're little pinpricks on the globe. So they are all over the world. It's amazing, this ministry. It's a tremendous ministry, and we have the privilege of representing them nationwide.
And won every case.
And we haven't lost a case
in
its final determination yet. And there are thousands of these clubs around the country. They are very positive, very good clubs. Absolutely, I strongly encourage you to get involved in a Child Evangelism Fellowship Good News Club in your local elementary school. It's a great opportunity. This club, this group of Satanists, or this group of atheists parading or masquerading as Satanists, like you said, Matt, they can't kick them out legally because they have a legal right to be there. So they want to do this media promo to say, hey, the Satanist clubs are coming to your community. But in reality, they haven't had any success.
Well, anyone listening right now, I would encourage them to, if these rabble-rousers come into your school district, start into trying to intimidate and bully your principal and others, to have them contact Liberty Council, lc.org. Matt, you have the contact information. What should they do to get information on how to handle this kind of misinformation and this media troublemaking that we see from this so-called satanic club?
Well, you can call 407-875-1776, which is Liberty Council's phone number, 407-875-1776, or visit Liberty Council's website, lc.org. There on the website, it has our phone number, it has our email, it has other information about schools and student rights on public school campuses, Bible clubs such as these after-school clubs. Contact us. We can get involved. Oftentimes, we'll resolve these things through a telephone call, through a letter, or through some material that we have. And most of the time, these resolve. But whenever we have to go to court on behalf of Child Evangelism Fellowship, as Holly said, we've never lost a case in the history of Liberty Counsel. So these are great opportunities to be able to take the good news to a public elementary school for this critical age group of children, roughly ages 5 through 12, 5 through 13. Pray for Liberty Counsel and this ministry, Child Evangelism Fellowship. For more information on how you can be involved in helping Liberty Counsel financially and otherwise, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.